This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Greene. Stephen Skeep is on assignment in Syria. And the conflict in that country took a potentially dangerous turn over the weekend as violence spilled over into the capital of neighboring Lebanon. Yesterday, two rockets struck a Beirut neighborhood that's controlled by the militant group Hezbollah. This followed a speech on Saturday by Hezbollah's leader in which he basically admitted that his men are fighting in Syria to support the country's president, Bashar al-Assad. NPR's Kelly McEvers is in Beirut and joins us now. And Kelly, tell us more about this speech from Hezbollah's leader and what's new here.
You know, for a long time, we've known that Hezbollah backs the regime in Syria. They've been long allies with President Assad and, of course, with Iran. They sort of form this axis of resistance here in the region. And we've also known for a while that a small number of Hezbollah fighters and advisors have been going into the Syrian conflict and fighting on behalf of the Syrian regime. What's new here is, you know, you basically have Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah, saying that, you know, we've entered a quote-unquote new phase. We are actively involved in Syria. And you have an organization that was founded on the premise, you know, in the beginning of being the resistance to Israel, now admitting that it's fighting other Arabs here in the region. This is a major switch for Hezbollah. And the reasoning that Nasrallah used is that, you know, these Arabs, these predominantly Sunni rebels who are working to bring down the Syrian regime, are part of some grand conspiracy who are aligned with Israel and the United States.
And Kelly, you mentioned Israel there. We should say that a lot of people remember the name Hezbollah from recently Israel. We believe targeting parts of Syria to stop weapons from getting in the hands of the Hezbollah militant group, right?
Right. This is a big concern for Israel. They call it game-changing weapons. But I think, you know, it still doesn't mean that Israel is actively involved in the Syrian conflict, as Hezbollah would like its own supporters to believe.
Well, how exactly is Hezbollah appear to be involved in Syria right now? What are they doing?
Nasrallah didn't spell out the details. I mean, he's still being pretty vague about it. But what we know is that Hezbollah militants are now definitely directly fighting in the Syrian town of Qusair. This is a big battle that's been going on for more than a week now. We're seeing funerals for Hezbollah fighters back here in Lebanon almost every day. Monitoring groups are saying that dozens of them have died fighting in Qusair. This town, it straddles the Lebanese-Syrian border, and it's tactically very important. Why? Because for both sides, it's a major transit hub for men and weapons going, you know, out of Lebanon and into Syria. So it would be key for either one of them to hold it. For months, it was held by Syrian rebels. Now the Syrian army wants to take it back. Over the weekend, we spoke to civilians fleeing from Qusair. They said, you know, we could stand the artillery strikes, we could stand the airstrikes over the last several months, but once that ground offensive came, once Hezbollah came to town, we knew we had to flee.
Okay, and then Kelly, tell us what we know as of now about this rocket attack yesterday on this Hezbollah-controlled part of Beirut.
It was two rockets fired at the southern part of Beirut. This is a part that Hezbollah controls. One hit a car showroom, another hit an apartment building. Four people were injured. Lebanese officials said they later found the rocket launchers in the mountains kind of southeast of the city. But so far, no one's claimed responsibility for the attack. I mean, a lot of analysts here say that the rockets were a message to Hezbollah, right? Like, don't get too involved. There might be consequences. And I think it's important to understand that, you know, there have been street battles between Sunnis and Shiites here in Lebanon, especially as the Syrian conflict has flared up. But, you know, the use of heavy weaponry like this is pretty rare.
And does this mean that a lot of people who feared that this conflict would spill over into Lebanon, that their fears are coming true?
You know, one thing Nasrallah said in his speech was that, you know, his fighters are in Syria to prevent sectarian violence from spreading into Lebanon. He basically sort of called on people, you know, whatever differences you have, go sort them out inside Syria. I think what a lot of people fear is that Hezbollah's involvement will actually have the opposite effect, right? That it will stoke this sort of sectarian anger. I mean, this is really the big boogeyman in the region, is that there's this Syrian conflict that's, you know, largely Sunni rebels versus an Alawite, Shiite-aligned government will stoke some larger sectarian war between Sunnis and Shiites across the whole region. I mean, you have a lot of players saying they don't want that to happen, especially here in fragile Lebanon, but I think there's a sense that it's happening anyway.
All right, Kelly, thank you for that update. A conflict, obviously, will continue to follow. It's NPR's Kelly McEvers in Beirut. Thanks, Kelly.
You're welcome.